Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
ML Sports Platter, brought to you by Brian Conboy of MassMutual New York State. Tax-efficient retirement planning. Go with Brian today at advisors.massmutual.com. And thanks as well to Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company, Camillus Golf Club, and Brewerton Ace Hardware. I'm telling you, folks, man, spring, summer, we're almost there, I promise. And you can go get those patio grills, the pizza ovens, and a heck of a lot more for the spring, summer season. I was in there the other day buying ant traps. They've also got a tremendous selection of all of your pool supplies as well. Brewerton Ace Hardware, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. Thanks to friends of the program as well, Bob Lindsley, Daryl Abert, and the Swan and Whitaker families. Let's break down the NFL draft running backs. And, you know, it's an interesting thing, right? Like, I did the wide receivers yesterday, and it's just so, so loaded. And the running back thing, and I know that a lot of the guys finally got paid, right? A lot of the running backs cried in last year's offseason, right? They didn't get paid. We're not respected. Getting a franchise tag and $10 million is somehow disrespectful. If somebody wanted to hand me $10 million, I would think the world of you. Just to let you know, if you want to give me that money, I'll think the world of you. I mean, sometimes these guys are just, it's a little much, right? Like, I get on occasion, like, the whole, you know, it's not about the money. If he got it, I need it, and this and that. And it's about a locker room thing. And it does go beyond, you know, testosterone and ego and a lot of those things. And just the blunt fact that you're as worthwhile to your employer as the next guy, but you didn't get paid. There is a little bit of that. I understand that. But if you wanted to give me $10 million right now and tell me that I'm not worth as much as a lot of other people in media, I would say, thank you very much. You're right. And I'm out. I'm retiring. I'll take that $10 million and I'll go just live a life and I won't ever work again. So, like, sometimes the disrespect card is just a little much. It's a little dramatic. It's a little stupid. And guess what? Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, and everybody else who was bitching about that, it's not a running back world anymore. However, running backs can be important. We need the running game to balance the offenses. We need everything under the sun to balance the offenses. And you can still get valuable pieces. And remember, football's a team game at the end of the day. And look at what Isaiah Pacheco provided for the Kansas City Chiefs as a seventh rounder a couple drafts ago out of Rutgers. He's been a difference maker, not just in the regular season, but in the playoffs. So what am I telling you? I'm telling you the running back position is still important. It is something, not everything. The everything part is the team game, and it starts always with the quarterback, then the wide receiver, and of course, you got to have the general manager making the right moves. But from a position standpoint, it goes quarterback, wide receiver, edge rusher. That's, to me, the top three most important positions. From there, probably a blindside tackle to protect your quarterback. I mean, you could even reverse the D end and O tackle. I don't care how you do it. But to me, one and two is quarterback and then wide receiver. No doubt about it. That's one and two. From there, 2A, 2B. You want to flip around, 2A, 2B, 2C. Fine. You want to take a corner after all those, you know, 3-4. Do whatever you want. But it's not running back in the top four or five. I'll tell you that. It's just not. It's not. So let's have a look at the position. Jonathan Brooks probably leads the way. Texas, 6 foot, 216. Nice player. He's a highlight reel kind of guy. Great balance. Tremendous. I watched some of him. I like a lot of him. And I think he's a guy who can balance offenses for sure. A lot of these running backs came from winning programs. You know, big stage, 80,000. Not afraid of anything. You know, the NFL is just sometimes from that standpoint, from a pressure standpoint, you're not going to face more pressure in the NFL than you did at Texas, Michigan, Florida State, Tennessee, Oregon, Notre Dame, Clemson. You're just not. Because the fan bases there demand even more than the fan bases in the NFL. You get to the Super Bowl, okay, maybe it's a little different. You know, maybe just in your head, it's a little different. I mean, we saw James Cook from Georgia, a great player, go to the Buffalo Bills. It's been a little bit of a slow transition. He's had splash moments. He's also turned the ball over a ton. First carry in the NFL, fumble. He's a Georgia guy. You could say, well, that's not supposed to happen because you handled pressure at Georgia. Well, it happened. Sometimes the NFL can do that to you, But again, some players are a little bit mentally strong. You know, they're mentally stronger than others, right? Like, that's the bottom line. So James Cook, I think, is going to work out as a Buffalo Bill. I like a lot of what he has to offer, but he has to stop turning the ball over. But a lot of these guys who come out, like, it's a transition that is smooth from a pressure standpoint because, you know, running out onto a field with 80,000 fans or 70,000 fans in Kansas City, Buffalo, wherever, in week one, it's not even the big house. You're still 20,000 less in Michigan. So, and the pressure is still there. The pressure is crazy. So that's kind of where we're at. But I like Jonathan Brooks. Nice player. Again, can balance out an offense. Trey Benson, I'm a little biased because I watch a lot of Florida State football, a lot of ACC football. I think he really can be a difference maker in this draft. I think him and Brooks are can be every down backs or pretty close to it. You know, they're both very similar in size. They're both 6'2", 220. They're both really good east, west, north, south. They've got it all. Blake Corum's an interesting one. He's a little bit smaller, obviously, at 5'8", 210, but a bowling ball guy. And he looks a little bit like Mike Hart running at Michigan. Ironic how it's the same school. A lot of people are saying, well, he's too small. He can't. I don't think Blake Corum's going to be a long-term NFL guy. But do I think he can be in the league for 4 to 6, 7 years? Maybe. You know, definitely can get a look after his rookie contract. That will be the telling sign. After the first 2, 3 years, where are we at? Then from there, it's all kind of about like plug play, where you land, good fit, and how they're used. It's really that simple. It really is. And I'm going to get to all those other guys coming up next on the ML Sports Platter. Brought to you by Welch & Company Jewelers, Stumble & Monkey Brewing Company, Camilla's Golf Club, and our great friend Courtney at Maple Downs Senior Living Community. Folks, I'm telling you, you got to get your loved one into Maple Downs. Safe, secure, fun, all amenities included. They have a shuttle, meals included, heat and hot water, your cable, first floor apartments, patios, second floor apartments, a balcony. Maple Downs is independent living, but does have care available in the community, and it's considered age-in-place care at a separate cost. Set up a meeting with my friend Courtney today at 496-66, area code 315. That's 315-400-9666, holidayseniorliving.com, and search Maple Downs or type in the zip code 13066. While you're there, holidayseniorliving.com, you can make new friends, share laughter, and have the opportunity to try a variety of stimulating and engaging activities while you're there as well. Friday happy hour, entertainment is live, everything there. I was there last week a few times seeing my dad. The activities were there. Some of the folks were playing ladder ball. People are playing puzzles and card games and all the rest. So if you have a friend who's getting a little bit up there in age, safe, secure, friend, family member, whatever it might be, get to Maple Downs Senior Living Community. Everything included. Heat, hot water, electric and cable TV, 200 plus channels. They have housekeeping, emergency response system, a shuttle to take you around within a 10-mile radius. It's a great place. Fun, engaging activity and events calendar with a minimum of 5 items to choose from daily. How about that? Maple Downs Senior Living Community. Go with Courtney and my friend. Courtney's tours are the best. They are. 315-400-9666. More on the running back room in the NFL draft next on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props today. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head on over to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BELIEVE to get started. That's BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Hey, friends of the ML Sports Platter, you know what? There is no such thing as downtime here on the show. Even during the various off seasons, I'm thinking about free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. St. Bonaventure University kickstarted my journalism career. They have a long-standing reputation for training award-winning journalists like Woj from ESPN and Mike Vaccaro at the New York Post. Back when we all got our degrees, we attended SBU's campus in upstate New York. These days, you can earn your Master of Arts in Sports Journalism from the comfort of your home. Visit sbujournalism.com. That's sbujournalism.com to learn how students follow high professional standards while telling nuanced stories about the sports we love. Schedule some time with one of their super helpful enrollment advisors to guide you through their course content, program outcomes, and where the program could lead you. You'll not only learn from experienced faculty, but also accomplished alums who shape the program. You don't need any writing or broadcasting experience to apply, and there's no application fee or GMAT requirement. The program is entirely online and can be completed in less than 2 years. How about that? What are you waiting for? Head on over to sbujournalism.com today to learn more. That's sbujournalism.com.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
Platter brought to you by Bonnet Sales and Service, Burn Dairy, and CH Insurance. Make sure you bundle your home and auto today with CH Insurance. Log on to chinsurance.com.cc. So a lot of these guys, Marshawn Lloyd, USC, Jalen Wright, Tennessee, Bucky Irving from Oregon, Ray Davis. I have not seen tons of football from these guys. I will tell you that all of them seem like they can be gadget guys, special players, specialized players going into the right situation. Again, use correctly where you land, coaching, quarterback. All of that stuff matters a great, great deal. The two guys I will tell you who I've seen a ton of would be Will Shipley from Clemson, who I think right now, I mean, most people have him ranked in and around the 12-ish, you know, 10 to 13, 14-ish area as far as a position rank, right, for running backs. The overall rank as a player, probably between a 170 and 200 top player in the NFL draft. He rates at about a 57 to 60 type grade. But Will Shipley is a guy who, honestly, I would take a real strong look at if I need a running back, you know, later in the draft. I really would, you know, for a lot of reasons. If you need a starter or you need depth, lot of reasons I'd look at Will Shipley. All right. Grew up in North Carolina. One of the best players in the state. Captain type dude. Okay. Captain type dude. Leadership, high quality. He's an all-purpose player. A lot of those Clemson guys are like that. They come out, the Travis Etienne's, the CJ Spillers. They have a good... Another reason is they have a really good, you know, the proof is in the pudding. They have a really good resume, Clemson running backs. I'm not saying they're going to last 15 years, but if you need that 3 to 5, 6 year spark, and, you know, again, the lifetime of the running back mostly is what, age 21 to like 28, 29, right? I mean, mostly that's the prime years, and I'm really being really generous, right? It might even be like 3 to 5 years, 6 to 8 years is really... I mean, you're getting a ton out of a guy there, right? And I know that there are, you know, some misnomers there, right? There's some anomalies. You've got Derrick Henry. You have some others that have lasted longer. I understand that. The 70s, 60s, 80s, 90s, it was a different time. You know, the Earl Campbell days are over, okay? So with Shipley, though, high character. He's won a lot of the awards. He's played on the big stage. Easy to coach. Easy to like. He's a Swiss Army knife, all-purpose guy. The proof's in the pudding for Clemson running backs, right? Pre-draft measurables are all really, really good. Really, really good. Big time speed, right? Captain material, right? He's an all-ACC guy. I mean, he does check a lot of boxes for you as a team going, okay, we need a running back, whether it's depth or an eventual starter, like right away. You know, short-term, long-term, whatever the word eventual, however you want to define that, we need him. Now, and I've seen a lot of Clemson football. I've seen Shipley in person many times. Great player. Audric Esteem's an interesting one for Notre Dame as well. Kind of along the same lines. Built low to the ground, 5'11", 220, similar size to Shipley, and all of the things I just mentioned. He measures out in a lot of those areas, right? Frank Gore Jr. from Southern Miss, we know the bloodlines, right? You take a chance on bloodlines there. Dylan Johnson from Washington, like a lot of what he has to offer as well. A little bit of a bigger, taller running back, Great athlete. 6'2", 220. So if you're going fourth, fifth, sixth-ish round, maybe they get in the third. I'm not sure. But in that area, I think they're about late third, fourth, fifth round kind of guys. All the rest of these guys. Sixth round, seventh round for the rest of them. Maybe the Corey Schrader from Missouri group and all that sort of thing, right? Maybe that's what you're looking at. But I think there could be a couple of effective guys late in the NFL draft. I really do. Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company is the official brewery of the ML Sports Platter. Visit them on School Street in the Rochester area, the great town of Victor and the great city of Rochester. They've got Red Ale, IPA, Sours and Seltzers, and more. And make sure you log on to StumblingMonkeyBeer.com before your visit. Pick up a hoodie, pick up a cap, pick up everything swag-wise at Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company. They have an awesome tasting room with all the games on during this March, April, May, June, spring season, right? You've got golf majors and the Masters. We're coming off of the NCAA tournament. We've got the horse racing coming up. Everything and anything you want to watch on the big screens at Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company, the official brewery of the ML Sports Platter. Travel throughout the state. Try the great beers at Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company. And thanks to Camillus Golf Club as well. I'll wrap up this episode on the running back class next on the Platter. ML Sports Platter back with you, brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. And so this class is basically led by, and it usually is kind of like this, right? Every position kind of has like a top two, three, and then it's like, okay, the next deck. But the running back position is different. It's different than tackle. It's different than corner. It's different than quarterback. It's different than receiver. It's different than any safety. Sometimes, because this is the position where more than the others, I'm not saying it's not possible, hello Tom Brady, but you can get guys in late rounds at all positions. We know that. And then, of course, it's about how they play, all the things, the fit, the layers, the coaching, all the things that make it go around in order to be a part of the puzzle to make your team great, right? Period, end of discussion. Some work, some don't. There's reasons for the whys and the why nots. It is what it is. It's the NFL. A lot of it's a crapshoot. A lot of it's not. A lot of the draft is overrated. A lot of it's not. And then there's all the other in-between stuff, right? There's all the scouting. There's all the bull crap. There's all the other stuff that everybody, the Jim Monises, will tell you. I mean, I would tell you right now, if you really want to listen to draft stuff and it just gets so overblown, I know a lot, and it gets, I'm exhausted. I've been exhausted for a long time. There's a reason I haven't done a lot of draft pods until now, because I'm just exhausted. I get exhausted listening to the NFL draft stuff the day after the Super Bowl. 3 days after, the week after, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, four, the entire month of March. You want to know what I want to do in March? I want to watch college basketball. I want to watch the NCAA tournament, okay? The first week, second week of April, okay, now we start to really glide into it. But, like, I want to watch the NHL at night. I want to watch college basketball in March. I want to watch the NCAA tournament. I want to watch the hockey NCAA tournament. I want to watch that kind of stuff. I want to read up on, you know, the preseason baseball and different, you know, there's other things I want to do. I follow it. I listen. I prepare for these shows, but it's like, oh my God, with the draft here, please. You know, like there's a lot of things going on. Now I know that the NFL is the ratings bonanza thing and all the rest, but some of the things, some of the breakdowns and the nonsense in the middle of February, I mean, there were mock drafts also last fall, so let's not, you know, get carried away. I mean, there's mock drafts during the NFL season, so please. But who will find the next Isaiah Pacheco, right? Who will find the next fill-in-the-blank fourth, fifth rounder? Who's going to find the next Fred Jackson out of Coe College, right? Maybe that guy is Kamani Vidal out of Troy. Maybe that guy is Rasheen Ali from Marshall. Maybe it's Michael Wiley from Arizona. I have no idea. I have no idea whatsoever. But if you're looking for somebody, you're looking for the diamond in the rough, that's where your second tier, your first, second, third tier of scouting comes in, right? That's where all that stuff comes in. All the research, all the late nights. Can you strike? And if you're listening to draft stuff, by the way, I got off the tracks. Listen to Jim Monas and Tyler Dunn on the Go Long. Jim talks about his stories, being in player personnel, Saints, Bills, etc. Listen to John Middlecoff. Awesome podcast with Colin Cowherd. Awesome show. Three and Out. Awesome show. The Athletic Football Podcast. Move the Sticks with Bucky and Daniel Jeremiah. Awesome show. That's about where it ends for me. I mean, I listen to other shows with like guests on, but like as far as full throttle NFL, full throttle draft NFL podcast type stuff, that's kind of the cream of the crop. That's where the bread's buttered. And there's some decent running backs in this draft. They don't blow you away, but maybe that's a good thing for them and the teams drafting them. We'll see. ML Sports Platter brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward, and thank you as well to Rosie's Corner, CH Insurance, Burn Dairy, Bowers & Company, CPAs, and our tremendous friends at Ken's Auto Detailing. Head on over for a detail, Route 11 in Cicero, Brewerton area, if you are in and around the area. They've got full details inside, outside for trucks, vans, motorcycles, cars, and more. Hey, and get the chrome if you need it as well. I know winter's over, but it's always a great add-on, and you can get ready for the summer season as well. Make your car beautiful with Ken's Auto Detailing. By the way, when you drive out of that lot, the smell, the look, yeah, it feels like you have a brand new car. Ken's Auto Detailing, the official detail house of the ML Sports Platter, and thanks to the Swan family as well for their support as a friend of the program. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Fuel your day at Burn Dairy. Start with a breakfast sandwich or a Shelby donut and hot cup of coffee. Swing by for a giant deli sandwich, a burger, pizza, wings, wraps, or salad. Pick up dinner on your ride home. Plus, Burn Dairy ice cream or cookie witches for dessert. Stuck at work or at home? Burn Dairy can come to you. Download the Burn Dairy app and order all of your favorites delivered by DoorDash. Burn Dairy and Deli. It's all good.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.